So a few reminders. It's not always easy to be with what is obvious. When we settle back and just receive experience, we are watching the conditioning of our minds, essentially. We're just watching our kind of our habits of mind play out, and those often take us to places that are struggle or frustrating or confused or anxious, worried. And so those things will naturally arise, you know, even as we're just settling into the meditation. So what is obvious, there may be challenge with that. The first thing there, you know, to explore is to remember that wise attitude, a way of meeting experience that is okay with what's ever happening. We cultivate wise attitude by getting to know the ways in which our minds get in the way of wise attitude. So the first thing to do is, if it feels like there's any kind of struggle in the meditation, if it feels like there's a challenge or it's hard or there's a struggle with meeting what is obvious in the moment, the first thing is to check the attitude. How are you in relationship with this? What is happening in connection with this experience? Do we want something? Is there a movement of greed happening? Is there a movement of aversion, something that we don't want? You know, is that going on in the mind around what is happening? We like something, we don't like something, we want it, we don't want it. Or perhaps, and often I think this happens in meditation in particular, when we're doing formal meditation, we carry ideas and beliefs about what the meditation should be, how it should happen. And that itself, those ideas and beliefs can be the thing that is creating the struggle. I'm meditating, I'm supposed to be calm. I'm meditating, there shouldn't be so many things happening in the mind. So all, you know, beliefs, the shoulds in the mind, these ideas, these beliefs about not only what is happening, but how, you know, the meditation is supposed to be, what we think the meditation is supposed to be. And so we can check in to that, to the relationship, the attitude. That first checking in of just, how am I? You know, what is the attitude? What's the relationship? Three different ways perhaps into that question may show some kind of obvious relationship of greed or aversion. May not, the beliefs are often a little subtler. They're kind of buried a little more below the surface sometimes, because beliefs are just what we think, how we think things should be. They're not so obvious at times. And so sometimes it can also be useful to check in with that question, what's being believed in this moment? That can help to point out or kind of reveal something going on in the mind that is contributing to a difficulty or a struggle. In checking the attitude, again, we don't look for it. We don't try to find it or figure it out. It's not a discursive process. This is kind of just a dropping in the perspective or the question or the orientation. What is the attitude? What is the relationship? And then to kind of see or open to what's received, given that that question is in the mind. Those kind of questions help to orient the system to be curious about what's going on, so it can broaden what the awareness might meet. We're not trying to find something. So we just drop that in and just kind of settle back and continue with what's obvious in this moment. What's the next thing? What's here? If you see something, you see a resistance or a leaning towards or an idea, a belief that's happening, just notice that. That is also happening. Aware that there's resistance. We don't have to try to change the resistance or fix the resistance. Just the opening to awareness of it has a power. If you can notice, oh, what's happening in the present moment is resistance is arising. That shifts the dynamic around the resistance or the aversion or the greed or the belief. It shifts the dynamic around it from kind of being what's behind the scenes and often churning the engine of our minds, affecting what is unfolding. Kind of like the gears are engaged in a way when we're not aware of it. And when we become aware of it, oh, what's happening? So not aware of it is kind of like resistance. Resistance is maybe clogging the gears or spinning the gears. Resistance is in the mix here. And then we become aware, it's like the gears go into neutral. So the gears disengage. The gears may still keep doing what they were doing, keep spinning if they were spinning, but they're no longer kind of fueling themselves. It allows them to come to be seen, to be understood, to come to a kind of a natural stop when we're no longer engaged with them. So there's nothing particularly we have to do when we become aware of an attitude. And there are things that go on in our mind that are very, very sticky, that just even the seeing of it, seeing a pattern or habit of frustration or anger can just keep us getting stuck to it. And if that happens, then it's useful to use whatever tools are supportive for you to help you to disengage from that pattern. If the awareness, the first thing to explore is, can I become aware of what's going on? And does that help there to be a capacity to be with it? I will sometimes find when I recognize, oh, what's happening is that there's resistance going on. It's like the whole system, kind of relaxes around that. It's like, right, that's what's happening. There's just resistance here. The resistance slowly fades, and whatever's happening can be more clearly seen. The resistance can be clearly seen. And there's kind of a sense of space around the whole thing. So if that's happening when you notice an attitude, if it doesn't feel like the whole experience is kind of getting tied up more and more in knots, then there's probably enough awareness to have some learning going on, to learn about that pattern of that attitude and how it affects your experience. It may kind of engage and you'll feel a little more tension and then, oh, right, there it is again, and then it can release. So it, the kind of in and out there, you can see that sometimes. So that's fine. But if it feels like you kind of get caught back in that engagement and just get taken away for minutes, that may be time to use some other tools, perhaps to redirect the attention, perhaps to something to open your eyes if you're in formal meditation, to orient to a bigger space, to kind of consciously, one tool that I often find useful in this practice is to consciously remind myself there's more going on in this moment than that thing. There's seeing happening, there's hearing happening, there's body sensations happening, kind of rotating through my senses. Yep, oh, and there's that thing. Okay, yep, that's happening. And there's seeing happening. It's kind of like the and practice, just acknowledging there's so much going on besides that thing. And it's also fine if you know that attending to some particular experience will support you, like the breath or using metta practice. Or I think I pointed to this at the last retreat, Sayadaw. using this of using his fingers to really create an obvious sensation, to press the thumbs together and notice that, and then the first finger and notice that. Those are tools that can help you to kind of let your attention move away from what's so challenging, to give you some space, some balance, to bring the container of mindfulness back into some more strength, so there can be more capacity to hold what's happening. So just some reminders about working with challenges in that way. And then thoughts, another common thing. And I think I'll do a little bit more about thoughts this afternoon at the afternoon session, or the evening session, whenever it is for you in your day, the next session we have. But just some reminders, that moment, I think the main thing I want to point to is the moment when you notice that your mind has been lost. That moment that you recognize, I've been gone. That moment itself, you are not gone. Awareness is back. And so take that in. Awareness is here. What is that like? Kind of notice that re-arising of mindfulness. There can be in that moment, if we're not judging ourselves for the fact that mindfulness has gotten lost, in that moment, there can be this kind of like, a kind of, there's the awareness in that moment of mindfulness arising, and also a lingering memory of what it was like the moments before when the mind was lost or caught. So you get a little bit of a taste or a flavor there of the experience, a clearer, this is one of the most clear places to begin to touch into the experience of being aware, that shift into awareness in that moment. And so if you can just be curious about that, to not judge yourself, it's like, I would at times, noticing that my mind was getting lost a lot, it would be like, okay, well, this sitting is my sitting to get to see that difference between what it's like to be aware and what it's like to be lost. And it didn't matter if my mind wandered 100 times in the space of, 30 minutes. Every time the mindfulness returned was an opportunity to notice, oh, awareness is back. This is what it's like. So it can really support a kind of that curiosity about that shift can support a letting go of the judgment about the wandering mind. And it's very natural that the mind wanders, it's not self, the mind does its thing. You didn't sit down and, in the meditation, if there's a sense of self around the meditation, it's to stay present. And the sense of self usually doesn't come in and say, I'm going to wander now. It just happens. It's the conditions of the mind. It's not self that the mind wanders. And it's also not self that mindfulness returns. I mean, when mindfulness is gone, there's not usually a sense of control so much. It's the mind is just doing its thing. And amazingly, mindfulness returns. Again, it's not self that mindfulness returns. And so there's that teaching or that learning that can happen around seeing the coming and going of mindfulness, what we often call the wandering mind. It's just that mindfulness disappears and mindfulness reappears. It's also in that moment useful to check in. So not only that mindfulness has arisen, but it is a completely effortless moment of mindfulness. So that moment gives you the flavor of a really light touch of being aware. It just happened. And here it is. It's like somebody turned the light on and you can now see what's in the room. And it's not like you have to work to see when the light goes on. It just happens. It's very similar. So again, the kind of flavor of that ease and effortlessness in that moment when mindfulness returns. And then to take in what is already happening as you've noticed mindfulness returning. As mindfulness returns, there's awareness of something. Often it's the awareness of the thinking that has been happening, or a mood or a mind state or something that has been kind of constructed while the mind was wandering. Now, that constructed mind state might be, you know, depending on what the wandering is, that constructed mind state could be connected to an argument that you were having with a friend in your mind in those moments. And there can be some buildup of tension and pressure and frustration and anger that has happened. Really important to acknowledge what has happened, what has been conditioned by the mind that has wandered. It also can be, and this happens more and more, I think, as the mind begins to settle, but also I'd say, you know, as the practice unfolds, sometimes when the mind wanders, it's wandering into a drifty state, a dreamy state, a kind of, you know, a state that's not at all, you know, agitated. In fact, it's quite relaxed. And so sometimes when the mindfulness returns from those wanders, what we can experience is that quality of the mind, that kind of state of relaxation of mind, of kind of floating perhaps, or spaciousness. It might feel like spaciousness or ease or rest. And so in that moment of of noticing what's here, you don't have to make the assumption it's going to be some kind of you know, reactivity happening. Sometimes I've seen that when the mind wanders, it's actually been almost the mind helping me to relax. It's been a you know, almost like the mind had been working really hard before it wandered, and the mind is saying, you know, chill out a little bit, you know, you don't have to work so hard. And then as I come back, it's like, oh, right, whew, relax. This is what it's like to have a relaxed awareness. So noticing what's here when the mindfulness returns. And again, you know, it's just opening to that. You don't have to do anything with it other than recognize it. And again, if there's a caughtness there, checking the attitude and using any tools that might support you to kind of reconnect with a more stability of awareness.